The text for this morning is from the book of Romans, chapter 3. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. You may be seated. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, one of the great confrontations of faith recorded for us in Holy Scripture occurred about 2,800 years ago on a mountain named Mount Carmel in northern Israel. On the one side, you have the prophets of Baal. These prophets have great faith in Baal. They trust this God to answer them, to respond to their cries and to their demonstrations of faith as they cut themselves until their own blood flows as a petition to Baal. The faith of these prophets, observed as an action, was not lacking. Their faith was strong. They gave it their all. Their dedication and commitment were exemplary. But we are told there was no voice, no one answered, no one paid attention. What was wrong? Why did these prophets, who were full of faith, not receive what they requested? The problem is that their faith was put in the wrong object. Faith as an activity is never what brings a reward to us. Faith itself, as an action we do, is never what causes God to love or pity or be merciful to us. The prophet Elijah took his place after the priests of Baal failed to receive any reply from their God. There on Mount Carmel, Elijah repaired the altar of the Lord and prayed, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, that you have turned their hearts back to you again." The Lord answered this petition with fire that consumed the sacrifice prepared by Elijah, a fire so hot that it burned up the wood, the stones, and the dust, even after all of that had been drenched with gallons of water three times beforehand. Was Elijah's faith so much stronger than that of the prophets of Baal? Was that the difference between these two groups of prophets? Was the difference found in the human actions, their intensity, their fervor, their trust? No. In fact, based on human perception, the case could be made that the prophets of Baal showed more faith, more outward activity than Elijah. The difference was not in the human action. The difference was in the object of faith. The false prophets put their faith in a false god, Baal. Elijah put his faith in the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God who had showed his power by delivering Israel from slavery in Egypt, who led them through the Red Sea on dry ground and destroyed their enemies, the God who brought them to the promised land, the land flowing with milk and honey. The three solas on which we focus this Reformation week, sola gratia, sola fide, and sola scriptura, are not in competition or contradictory with one another. Rather, they are complementary. Faith alone does not detract from grace alone. The grace of God is the undeserved mercy of God for us, shown by the sacrificial death of the Son of God on our behalf. We are saved by grace alone, sola gratia. Faith alone, sola fide, does not add a human work to this grace alone. What it does is focus on the fact that saving faith is not saving because of the work we put into faith, but faith is saving because of its object. The object of faith is Jesus Christ, and his work alone. We are justified by faith because it is faith in the only action that has brought about the salvation we need. We who are dead in trespasses and sins are not able even to provide a spark to ignite faith within us. Any suggestion that we humans are able in even the smallest way to bring about something that allows God to choose us or be merciful to us or love us goes against this clear word of Romans. We conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. The deeds of the law are any activity of ours which is believed to be part of our justification, God's declaration of our innocence based on the atoning sacrifice of Jesus. Those deeds are all excluded. Instead, faith lays hold of the work of Christ alone, and it is that work of God which then brings about our justification, our salvation, the forgiveness of all our sin. Sola fide, the truth that we are saved by faith alone, teaches us that our certainty of salvation is not up to us. It is dependent on the one in whom we trust. Saving faith is faith which relies on the promises of God, the work of Jesus Christ. In that way, we see that we can be confident of the forgiveness of all our sins due to the fact that it is not up to us to make them good, but in Christ they are done away. Our boast is then not in ourselves. In place of boasting, we thank and praise God for the gift of his Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Thanks be to God. Amen.